Jack Otto, your host for this evening's edition of Radically Right. This is Saturday night, June the 16th, 2007. We're here to take a bite out of this new world order. I tell you, earlier this week, it was encouraging talking to some of the patriots who told me they really look forward to having our prayer together at the start of each program. I think it's significant that a bunch of people are praying together. You know, it's so much more powerful for a multitude of people to pray together instead of one person praying and a multitude just listening dispassionately. So, as always, I ask you to add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua, Mashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Coming up next month in July, July 12th, right on my 65th birthday, I've been asked to speak at the Livonia Library. We're starting up Justice Pro Se again, and it's good to see some of the young people taking hold of this and making a go of it again. And anybody reasonably close to Livonia is sure welcome to come to that Livonia Library. I guess meetings are to start at 6:30 on Thursday, July the 12th. I also want to mention, before we get started here, that freedom really isn't free. The freedom we enjoy now was purchased by our forefathers at the price of toil and treasure, sometimes blood and life. But they put it on the line and they wrest away the powers of control from a king. Imagine that, the courage to throw a king off their back and pass that freedom down to us, that constitutionally limited republic. But unfortunately, this is only going to be the land of the free, as long as it's the home of the brave, and because so many people have cringed and crawled back in their holes, and I don't want to make a list. I don't want to be on the list. I'd be willing to speak out, but I'm afraid for my job. What if they threaten my kids? What if they threaten my life? Is that all it takes? Threats. For free people to fold up their tents, knuckle under, and start licking the boots of their masters. So we really do need that courage, determination, as well as the help and the material resources. That's why we pray for it. Freedom isn't free, and I'm going to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think currently right there at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. In Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. And opening up in some new quarters at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We're going to break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage? where perverts and the godless write the rules. Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There are three ways that you can get this program. It's on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a whole wealth of information there. The archives, a number of books, banner sponsors that we really should sponsor so that we can, patronize them so that they can continue to sponsor us. It's also available on the shortwave radio, 5.050, and on three sources of satellite: Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92, Horizontal Polarity, that's 133 West. And if you have the 4DD TV, 4D TV is Galaxy 1, Channel 954. And those who are on the KU band, that's Galaxy 25, transponder 11836, with a symbol rate of 20770. You can join this conversation by calling in at 1-800-313-9443. I want to touch for a few minutes here on the oil monopoly. And before John D. Rockefeller got started into the oil refining business, he worked with his father in the snake oil business. They used to go around with a wagon, and out of that wagon they sold primarily opium-based medicine. It guaranteed repeat business. And he wanted to get into the oil refinery business, not so much so that he could make gasoline that your engines would burn, that was actually a byproduct. Or oil that would lubricate engines and mechanisms. But his goal, his motivation was to be able to crack that oil apart and make medicine out of it. Now, he did this with such a ferocious greed and set about efforts to monopolize the industry. What he would do is he would subsidize a station in one place, right next to somebody else, and actually sell gasoline at a price lower than what the guy across the street could possibly afford to meet. And when the guy couldn't meet it, he'd go out of business because they'd come over to where your station, or over to the station where Rockefeller was selling at a lower price. Then, when the competition's gone, he could raise the price and raise it up enough to recoup the losses that he was making while he subsidized that corner and drove his competition out of business. Well, his sinister operations actually ended up blowing up in his face, and when Standard Oil was ordered to be dissolved in 1890, Rockefeller moved the headquarters from Ohio to New York City. And then in 1899, all the assets and interests were transferred to a new creation, Standard Oil Company of New Jersey. So then in 1906, the U.S. government charged Standard Oil with violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And the U.S. Supreme Court on May 15th of 1911 couched its decision in these very clear terms. I quote, "Seven men and a corporate machine have conspired against their fellow citizens." Wait a second. The Supreme Court's talking about conspiracy? Are they conspiracy theorists? Well, this decision goes on to say, "And for the safety of the Republic, we now decree that this dangerous conspiracy must be ended by November 15th. Now, eight of the companies formed after the dissolution retained Standard Oil in their names, but even these were soon altered to foster an image of diversity. Standard Oil Company of New York first merged with the trust company, Vacuum Oil, to form something called the Coney Vacuum, which in 1966 became Mobil Oil Company, a corporation. Standard Oil of Indiana joined with Standard Oil of Nebraska and Standard Oil of Kansas, and by 1985 had become Amoco Corporation. In 1984, the combination of Standard Oil of California and Standard Oil of Kentucky became Chevron Corporation, while the old Standard Oil of New Jersey in 1972 became Exxon Corporation. Other former Standard companies included Atlantic Richfield, Buckeye Pipeline, Pennzoil, and Union Tank Car Company. Now, ironically, the breakup of Standard only increased the wealth of Rockefeller, who now owned one-fourth of the shares in the 33 different oil companies created by the breakup of Standard. And shortly after the turn of the century, Rockefeller became America's first billionaire. Continued Rockefeller control was confirmed in the late 1930s by the only study of true ownership of America's largest corporation ever made by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The study, called "The Distribution of Ownership in the 200 Largest Non-Financial Corporations," was published in 1940, and it concluded that Rockefeller holdings were sufficient to give the Rockefeller family control over the corporation. Once again, interlocking directorships allowed the Rockefellers and others to maintain control over the entire oil industry. Let me quote. All the largest oil companies were interlocked in 1972 through commercial banks with at least one other member of the top group. This was by John Blair, the former assistant chief economist for the Federal Trade Commission. He says Exxon had four such interlocks with Mobil, Standard of Indiana, Texaco, and ARCO. Mobil had three with Exxon, Shell, and Texaco, as did Standard of Indiana with Exxon, Texaco, and ARCO, as well as Texaco with Exxon, Mobil, and Standard of Indiana, and Shell with Mobil. See, whenever all of the six largest commercial banks, exclusive of Bank of America and Western Bank Corporation, holding their board meetings, directors of the top eight, excluding Gulf and Southern Cal, meet with directors of, on the average, 3.2 of their largest competitors. Ironically, by the time of the turn of the new century, the old Standard monopoly was being reformed by the anticipated merging of two of the world's oil giants. Two of the world's oil giants, Exxon and Mobil. Now, this $75 billion in gross was privately called Rockefeller's revenge. The consolidation of oil companies has continued with announced plans for British Petroleum, PLC, to acquire Amoco. And by the time of his death in 1937, Rockefeller and his only son, John D. Rockefeller Jr., had not only built up an amazing oil empire, but had established such institutions as the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research that was established in 1901. The General Education Board, which was established in 1903. The University of Chicago, which was established in 1889. And the Rockefeller Foundation of 1913. The Lincoln School in 1917, that's where Rockefeller children began their education, and Rockefeller University in New York. Now, Rockefeller's real name is Rothschild. And he's not the magnate he seems to be. He's a front man for Baron Rothschild's clan. They are of the Khazar warriors from Turkey that pretended to become Jews in 741 AD. And they've risen to prominence through International Bank and the Fractional Reserve. And they own nearly everything. All the government, industry, and us. And their intent is to create emergencies, to bring a reaction of diminished rights. American rights stand in the way of our fitting into a world government under their global canopy, UN. As the Bill of Rights are gradually stripped away, and we become like the rest of the country. Blanket legislation will apply to everyone. We will eventually have world government by them. But thank God not for long. They don't have snowball's chance in hell maintaining that very well. You too may join this conversation. The telephone number here is 1-800-888-3 313.
Privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back. This is Jack Otto with the program Radically Right. And I was just giving out the call-in number when we went to break. And the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You know, the Founding Fathers regarded that the right of trial by jury was probably the last of the very best protection against political oppression. The tyrants could not impose unjust laws on free people as long as the right to a jury trial keeps bureaucrats in check. See, any one juror can prevent conviction and thereby nullify bad laws and temper facts with a merciful understanding of motives and circumstances to preserve the spirit over the letter of the law. And in the February term of 1794, Supreme Court Justice John Jay instructed the first juries, and I want to quote him. It is presumed that juries are the best judges of fact. It is, on the other hand, presumed that courts are the best judges of law. But still, both objects are within your power of decision, and you have a right to take upon yourselves to judge both and determine the law as well as the back in controversy. And it was our second president, John Adams, who said of jurors, and let me quote him too, "It is not only his right but his duty to find the verdict according to his own best understanding, judgment, and conscience." Though in direct opposition to the direction of the court. And we hear so many times from jurors afterwards that didn't want to say not guilty, but they had to do like the judge ordered them. Well, no, they don't. If you don't trust the judge, you can get a jury trial. It's because you have no confidence in the court that you want your peers to judge you. Now, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Chase was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and in his 1804 decree, he stated, quote, "The jury has the right to judge both the law as well as the facts." And yet, dare to bring up jury nullification of bad laws in the court, these judges will go below. Ballistic on you. They will find you in contempt and want to slam dunk you as hard as they can. America has strayed far away from this check against governmental tyranny. Now, judges routinely tell the jurors that they are to judge only the facts that the court will permit into evidence, according to the law, as the judge interprets it. All too often, jurors end up apologizing in tears to the defendant for the verdict, but rationalize that they had no choice because it's what the judge had directed. And too many jurors believe they must rubber stamp the court's decision. If they realize that they are the true judges, then justice would be served more often. If a juror accepts as the law that which the judge states, then that juror has accepted the exercise of absolute authority of a government employee and has surrendered a power and a right that was once a safeguard of liberty, at least according to the second Eliot debate, 94, Bancroft History of the Constitution, page 267, that was put together in 1788. Jurors' rights and duties become eroded over time, and starting in the mid-1800s, northern jurors consistently refused to convict abolitionists who had violated the 1850 fugitive slave law. So the judges began questioning jurors to find out if they were prejudiced against the government's position. See, back then, the bureaucrats condemned jurors for undermining the rule of law and the uniformity of justice. Most of us today would praise the jury nullification verdicts for helping the cause of anti-slavery. In 1895, the Supreme Court bowed to pressure from a large corporation and ruled the jurors need not be informed that they could veto an unjust law. This bitter split decision aided robber barons who had difficulty in pressing labor leaders who defied them and the anti-striking laws. Juries had also ruled against the big corporations and damaged which prompted the members of the American Bar Association to fear that jurors had become hostile to their clients and too sympathetic to the poor. We're going to be right back. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be- because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I want to ask Clayton from Missouri, if you please be patient for a couple minutes and let me finish this little treatise on jury nullification and jury rights and jury powers. Only the knowledge of jurors' powers has been suppressed, not the actual power itself. And as recently as 1972, in the case of the U.S. versus Doherty, the court stated that the jury has an unreviewable and unreversible power to acquit in disregard of the instructions on the law given by the trial judge. That the fact that there is widespread existence of the jury's prerogative and approval of its existence as a necessary counter to case-hardened judges and arbitrary prosecutors does not really establish as an imperative that the jury must be informed by the judge of that power. Now, the logic behind that decision is that America should know that they are sovereign. And in a constitutionally limited republic, the people have granted government certain limited powers and retained the rest for themselves. And if the people are the master of public servants, they should know it's not up to the servants to inform the master of those rights. Daniel Webster was accurate when he admonished people to preserve the Constitution for miracles, not bluster. You know, there's only one government in all of history instituted for the sanctity of the individual, and that's our American Republic. And if the Bill of Rights is lost, freedom may not rise again for a long time. Those rights may wither if the masses continue to believe that freedom is free. It is not. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and one of the very best chances to safeguard those rights is when you're sitting on a jury armed with the knowledge of the power at your disposal. These rights came about at great personal sacrifice for many people. Trial by a jury of peers was instituted when brave man caught dictator King John on the meadows of Runnymede in England about 800 years ago on June 15th of 1215, and those heroes gave the king a chance to put his signature or his blood on the Magna Carta. The king reluctantly signed. And that commenced the right of the people to be tried by their peers instead of a governmental employee. And it was a great victory for justice and the underpinning of common law, which resulted in our Constitution. Despots and would-be dictators are never satisfied with justice. They want power. Within 400 years, it was commonplace in the British Empire for jurors to be fined or imprisoned for not obeying the court's directive to bring in a specified verdict. One celebrated case is the 1670 trial of William Penn, who dared to worship God in his own Christian way rather than follow the king's mandated religion. Four jurors refused to follow the judge's directive and voted not guilty. They spent 9 weeks in jail without sanitary conditions or a reasonable amount of food and water. They knew in their hearts that if no person was harmed, was no crime. And so those heroes saved William Penn from execution. And he went on to become the driving force behind the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, the city of Philadelphia, and the state of Pennsylvania, because good men defied the courts and voted their conscience. Now, if America will learn about these rights, they may be able to save them, for we have only those rights that we understand. Those behind the drive for a new world order want us to believe that we have them. And if we're less than vigilant, they will see to it that we do have none. Common law juries are a safeguard against such tyranny, and we must be knowledgeable to be effective. We must keep our understanding a secret from the courts when jury screening is in process, because government wants only jurors that will do like they're told. Knowledgeable people are routinely dismissed. The only jurors are above the law, and their existence is not to rubber stamp government's wishes. They are instituted to safeguard justice despite the government. Jurors are the real judges. So don't let some bureaucrat convince you otherwise. Never try to be excused from jury duty, for there is nothing civil that you will ever do that is more important than safeguarding liberty. Be there. Be informed. And act according to your conscience, just like justice depends on it. Because it does. We've got Clayton from Missouri on the line. Clayton, would you jump right in?
Yeah. You know, nowadays, when you go to court, what they try to do is, when you get before the judge, they will have you cut a deal, and the judge will give you a lighter sentence so you don't have to go before a jury trial, which takes time and money. And if you do that, you know, decide that you want a jury trial, if you're found guilty, the sentence you're going to get is about three or four times heavier than the one they would have given you if you would have cut a deal with them.
Well, that's sinister, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it happens every day.
It sure does. Well, it happens worse than that. I know a guy that did 3 years in federal prison without a trial. It's hard to believe, but that actually happened. According to him, the way it came down was cops tried to sell him some marijuana. And evidently he didn't say no fast enough, and they charged him with conspiracy to buy, even though the only people involved were him and police. They picked him up, stuck him in Milan prison, they left him there for 3 years, and then they came to see him and said, "We're going to let you out. We're going to have a trial pretty soon. And if you plead guilty at the trial, we're going to let you go for time served. But if you don't plead guilty, we're bringing you back here."
Yep.
I say that's tyranny.
Did you hear the story of a gentleman here in St. Louis? He was a dentist, Dr. Tom Sell. He was in the federal penitentiary down in Springfield, Missouri, in the psych ward. It's a pretty interesting story. He was in the Army Reserve. He was an officer, and he basically was given orders like a month before April 19th, 1993. He was given orders that he was going to have to report to Waco, and that basically they were going to require his services because they were going to have to identify bodies by dental remains. And he was telling this story, and of course he refused the orders, and he told this story. He was going public, and they came against him, and they said that he threatened an FBI officer and all this stuff. But anyway, he spent 7 years in Springfield, Missouri, without going to trial. And he would not take the medications, the psychotropic medications that they tried to force upon him. And his case went to the Supreme Court, and, you know, I think he won where they said they couldn't force him to take psychotropic medications, but, you know, they routinely abused him and threw him in the hole and, you know, for months on end. And after 7 years, they finally released him, but he's quite a different man than the one, you know, before this all happened. But, yeah, this stuff, I think, goes on a lot more than people realize.
I feel for those people down there at Guantanamo Bay who are called terrorists, and without any kind of trial, without any chance to call home, without any opportunity to raise counsel at law, they're stuck.
Yeah.
They're allowed to be tortured. It just seems unconscionable.
And see, they
now,
can...
when you brought up Waco there, there was a thing that I thought was most important about Waco. We have a video where the FBI has given a camera to David Koresh to get some input from those people. And they kept it quiet for a while, but some of it did get out. And we have David Koresh asking, since you had that house across the street and you knew I went jogging every day, why did you come here and kill the children? You know, if a guy goes jogging every day by your house and you want to arrest him, isn't that the time to swoop down on him when you can see he's got a little jogging uniform on and no weapon? But the truth of the matter, that was Operation Showtime. It was meant to be a BATF media piece that would elicit more funds and more prestige for the BATF. Unfortunately, it was an expose in some respects, and we find, like Sam Irving said, that what a catastrophe that was. And they didn't have the prestige that they'd hoped to get out of that. We see so many of these things, don't we, Clayton?
They're happening more frequently. I mean, it's like at first it was Waco, and then exactly 2 years later it was Oklahoma City, And then that same year, it was the World Trade Center. You still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
It was the World Trade Center in 1995 that failed, and then 6 years later, it's World Trade Center 2. I mean, we're seeing a frequency of terrorism. We're seeing a frequency of, you know, injustice in the land, and we have a dictator now that under the color of law can nullify a person's rights, and like you say, send them to Guantanamo Bay, or he can send people anywhere around the world he wants on these renditions, and we may never see these people again.
Yes, and like those poor folks at Abu Ghraib. Now, you could be sent to Abu Ghraib if they want to use the terrorist word. And what is terrorism but somebody being extremely scared? So if someone says they have fear, then you are the terrorist that caused it. And they can surely go through some very quick rationalizations, and that's all it is rationalization, to jam you up in the system. And they really don't have to use due process. Oh, it's most unfortunate. But I think this 911 thing is a real problem for them. Because more people are realizing that there's only one thing in the world that will change steel and concrete into a dust. And that's some real fancy explosive. Lesser explosives will just break them up into chunks. But if you want those chunks to be so fine that you call them powder, then you do need high-bristle explosives. And they've done so much to try to cover that up, and every time they turn around, they seem to put their foot in it again.
Well, you know, to say that some guy who lives in a cave in Afghanistan carried out 911, I mean, you know, come on. I mean, really, let's get real. I mean, I know the American people have been dumbed down, but not this bad. I mean, you know, if anybody that, you know, witnessed 911, you know, knew that, hey, wow, you know, something really weird is going on here. Like you say, for these buildings to turn into, you know, powder or dust, I mean, What do you think? White phosphorus, or maybe I've even heard, you know, maybe laser weapons. I wouldn't put that out of the realm, but it's definitely they did something out of the ordinary on that day.
Yes, it was either C4 or Trex. One or the other.
Yeah.
But you really have to have that bristle to make the powder. And it takes a real shocking power to pull that one off. I remember those. How'd that go? There were five Middle Eastern-looking guys that were dancing on top of that white van, high-fiving each other.
Oh, the Mossad agents.
Yes, and later we find out that those Arab terrorists were Mossad agents. Each of them had two passports, one European and one Israeli passport. Two of them had documentation on them that showed that they were Mossad agents. And one of them had a sock with 4.5 G's tucked in the sock. They worked for an Israeli moving company. And it was amazing that once they found out that the Arab terrorists that they had were really Mossad agents and probably more than likely another black flag operation in which they do some dirty deed while pretending to be somebody else to get a reaction, a backlash against somebody, just like Hitler with the Reichstag fire and so many other operations, the bombing of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem by the Haganah, who wanted to impress the British government that they would be further ahead with Jewish support in that area rather than allowing those local Arabs to have anything to do with government. Now, when some of the explosives went off a little bit too quickly, it was an embarrassment to the Haganah to find out that some of those dead bodies there weren't Arabs at all. And we see how they've done that so many times, time and time again. The Levon affair in Egypt, in which many, many of the local Arabic Jews there were solicited to participate in espionage against their home country. And how that blew up in their face. And we see the attack upon the Liberty, which was just 40 years ago last Thursday. We got a break coming up here. You want to hold on, Clayton?
Sure will.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. Pay attention to our sponsors. We need them.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're trying to take a bite out of this New World Order. You know, any way you look at it, truth cuts through lies just like a lightsaber. And they really have to hate the truth because it just eviscerates their argument. Now, we were talking about some of these black flag operations. I think one of the things that's important for us to understand about that Oklahoma City bombing was that there was a police officer, a motorcycle officer, by the name of Terrence Yockey. who was just one half block away from the Mura building when the blast went off. He was writing a ticket. He stopped writing the ticket right then and there, dismissed the driver, jumped on his bike, turned, and went up that half block to the Mura building and found as he got there that the building was already surrounded by many, many FBI agents, all with their black uniforms on. And seems to me that it was a setup there. It's just like that 911 catastrophe. You can tell that those buildings were brought down by explosive, not only from the powder, that was visible afterwards everywhere, but also because that one plane just hit the corner of a building. And they want us to believe that somehow just hitting that one corner of the building where the fires were could cause the far corner over there to heat up at the same rate so it would all melt in unison and have that, what they like to call, the pancake collapse. Doesn't that seem like a lot of baloney, Clayton? Clayton, do I still have you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the thing about 911 is you can never get a straight answer from them on Building 7. Why did it go down? And why did Larry Silverstein admit on a PBS program, Charlie Rose's program, Larry Silverstein admitted that, oh, yeah, he gave the order to pull Building 7. I mean, of course, Larry Silverstein, I think, was the guy that owned the two other buildings, Buildings 1 and 2, didn't he? And he's going to make, like, billions of dollars on the insurance policies?
Well, actually, the way it came down was he only leased those buildings. They were built with taxpayer money. But he leased them and got the opportunity to make great profits for a long time period. I think it was 99 years. Do you have another point, Clayton?
Well, one thing you mentioned was the Rockefellers and the banks that financed them. One of the banks you mentioned was Bank of America, which I know for a fact is a Rothschild bank. And you mentioned another bank that I didn't catch, but I'd be willing to bet my boots that it's a Rothschild bank. And, you know, what people need to understand is that at the top of this New World Order, the capstone with the all-seeing eye, that is the Rothschild family. They rule from London, England. They are the top dogs in this New World Order, and their agenda, their goal, is to create a Zionist world superstate with Jerusalem as its capital.
We've got a break coming up. Thank you very much for your call, Clayton. We're going to be right back, folks. Please stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with